Hey love, welcome back to the Organic Marketing Simplified. If you're new here, welcome. And if you have been hanging out with me for a hot minute now, you probably noticed that I have been MIA for nearly a month. So in today's episode, I want to talk to you about what's been happening in my life and how I've been handling the business part of it all, because to say that my life has been a mess, oh, it's an understatement. So let me give you a little background story and then tell you the reason why I made the decisions that I made. So hopefully if you are going through a moment of struggle right now, whatever that struggle is, and you are a business owner, maybe my perspective can help you. And again, my perspective is just a perspective. There are so many ways to run a business, and many different people can have success doing different things. And I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that my way is the way. It was just what worked for me in the season of life. So at the time of this recording, I am 12 weeks pregnant with my third baby, and it has been a very, very challenging pregnancy thus far. I am originally from Brazil, but I lived in the United States the majority of my life. And about a year ago, my husband and I decided to move to Central America. And this is where we have been living for the past just a little bit over a year. And let me just tell you that having a baby in a country that's not your own, so meaning even though, you know, I was not born in America, I was raised in America, so to me, I am American. I mean, I am a naturalized American, but I feel like I'm as American as anybody who was born in the United States. And, you know, I've gone through two pregnancies in the United States, and it is so different for you to give birth, you know, go through pregnancy and give birth in your home country rather than, you know, somewhere else in the world, because it's just different and you just don't realize how pregnancy is a cultural thing. It's a cultural affair, and different cultures will have different opinions on things. They'll have different ways of doing things. And, you know, it's not to say that one way is right, one way is wrong, but when you are used to a certain way of things, a certain level of care, and suddenly you find yourself somewhere else, it is a rude awakening. So what's been happening is that I basically have been bleeding for the majority of my pregnancy. I started bleeding when I was 5 weeks pregnant, and I basically bled up until 11 weeks of my pregnancy. And it's been very frustrating not having answers, because you know, the thing about you having care outside of the United States is that care can, in some countries, and this is definitely true for where I am right now in this, you know, neck of the woods, it's easily 30 years, if not more, years behind of what I am used to. So, you know, the first night that I bled, my husband and I rushed to the hospital, and the doctor said, listen, you're pregnant, but that could change in any moment, and you might miscarry this baby. And I didn't really have any answers other than that. I didn't have, you know, I didn't know why this was happening. And, you know, my healthcare provider didn't really have a lot of answers for me. And we toyed with the idea of going back to the United States and this and that and the other. All this to say that, you know, as I'm coming out of, you know, the bleeding and all that, I feel like all of a sudden I have more answers, because I'm researching a lot, and I, you know, have the mental energy to actually go and seek for answers and things like that. And as it turns out, this can actually be very normal for a lot of women. It doesn't mean that you are going to miscarry. Like, some women just bleed, and that's part of it, and it's very scary, but everything's fine. But nobody ever gave me that alternative. It was just like always grim news, and it was very stressful, to say the very least. Aside from that, I have really, really, really terrible morning sickness, the kind that lasts all day. I have food aversions. I am extremely exhausted. And to top it all off, last week, I got extremely sick. I thought I got like a flu, and then I was like, maybe this is not the flu, maybe this is COVID. And then in talking to my mom, she has a really good friend of hers who is a nurse, and she thinks that actually this was like one of those mosquito-borne diseases. I forget the name, but it's in the realm of like dengue and Zika. There's like another one, and she thinks I got that third one. Starts with a letter C, it's like chikungunya or something like that. So that's what I appear to have gotten. So I've had fever, joint pain, nausea and vomiting, which it was just a different level of nausea and vomiting from my pregnancy. And the reason why I'm telling you this is more of the story is that I've had a really, really, really tough past month, like not knowing some days if I was pregnant or not. You know, obviously with my health, just not having energy. And as a result, what happened was that I decided to kind of take a step back from my business. This kind of happened naturally. It wasn't like anything that I'm like, I'm going to step off my business. It was just something like out of necessity, you know. And when I say step off my business, I mean, listen, this podcast is how I communicate with my people. So you're listening to me right now, and this is how I put my message out there. I am not on social media. I have not been emailing my list. And even prior to this whole thing, I'm just like not really good at emailing my list to begin with. So I just made the decision to put the podcast off to the side and focus on me. Now, I have some episodes that are batched. I had interviews that were batched. I had things that were ready to go. And intuitively, like instinctively, I didn't want to put anything out. I wanted to put a pause on my business. I wanted to slow things down a little bit because, you know, my podcast is a powerful machine. And even though I wasn't putting any new episodes out, I had people reaching out to me, you know, wanting to schedule calls and wanting to buy coaching for me and things like that. So the easiest way that I found to slow all of that down was to slow it down. And the easiest way to slow it down was to actually not show up on my podcast. I could have shown up here and made an announcement and say, hey, this is what's happening and this is where I am with my life. And I thought about it maybe once or twice, but I just honestly, when I tell you I did not have energy for anything. I have been basically been laying in bed for the better part of the past 30 days. And the thought of not having to do anything sounded really appealing. And again, I own a podcast management agency. Even if I handed everything off to them and I didn't have to do anything, the business would still be going, right? Like the message would still be getting out there, and I just needed to slow it all down. Now, through this step back that I took from my business, it just made me realize how intertwined I am with my business, which was one of the reasons why, you know, I didn't want to show up. So even though I had those episodes batched and I had things ready to go, I didn't want to show up because it just felt to me personally, and again, this is one of those things, I'm giving you my perspective, and my perspective is not, you know, the ultimate truth. You know, my perspective is just simply my perspective. But it felt not okay for me to show up and put up this episode that was recorded when I was having a great time and I was perky and like full of energy when it doesn't reflect my current state. And again, the reason for that is because I am so intertwined with my business. Like I am my business. If you send us an email, you're going to hear from my assistant. Like, we are a very small team. So let me tell you who's on my team. It's me, and then I have two VAs who really help me out a lot. One of them does more answering like the emails and like client management and things like that. The other one, she handles more like back-end things for me, which I'm terrible at. So she'll set up, you know, email sequences for me. I mean, that's not true. I don't have email sequences. But, you know, she'll set up like a landing page for an email or, you know, whatever. Or she'll post on Pinterest for me and things like that. And then finally, I have an editor. So I have, you know, a six-figure company with four people, you know. So what the business looked like for the past 30 days is that, obviously, as you heard, I took the past basically 30 days off. I didn't do anything with the business. I toyed with the idea of, like, what am I going to do? How am I going to get clients? And I'm like, you know what? God will provide. There's nothing I need to do in this moment other than just be here in the moment now, be sad, read the Bible, watch a Bible study, and cry, and like just be here. And I don't have to worry about anything else. And my team, which, you know, I really do have an amazing team, they were just like, whatever you need, we're here for you. And they just took over. And I was basically doing the final check of the team. So, you know, if like checking out show notes, checking out keywords and things like that, checking out titles, making sure that our clients' things on the podcast management agency side of things were running smoothly, I was like doing the final check, but then the team was doing everything else. And it just felt so great to be able to take this time away from the business and not feel like the business was crumbling, because it didn't. Everything stayed the same and everything was fine. So the reason why I'm making this episode is because I know that sometimes we have hardships in life because, you know, suffering is just part of life. We can try to run away from it and avoid it as much as we want, but at the end of the day, it's part of the deal. You know, like, we are going to suffer and we just need to. And honestly, here's another thing too. There's no way to prepare, right? Because we just don't know what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. And nobody wants to live life feeling like, oh man, any day now, like, some really bad news are going to come knocking on my door. Like, nobody wants to live like that. So it really is something that you just have to kind of deal with on a daily, on a day-to-day basis. Like, there's nothing else you can do. And for me, I don't feel like I made a mistake backing off. I don't feel like, you know, I should have put out those other episodes. And by the way, I just want to say that for the people who do batch like 6 weeks out and they're fine with that and they want to keep going, I have absolutely zero judgment for that. And I'm not suggesting the people who do that are being fake or anything like that. It's just, for me, this was a way of slowing things down and just being my most vulnerable, honest self, if that makes any sense, you know? So how do you handle going through hardships in your business? Prioritize. Honestly, it's a matter of prioritizing, because especially, you know, I think when you have something where it's literally life and death, like, you know, what I've been experiencing, and it's not my life or my death, but of my baby, right, for the past 12 weeks, and thank the Lord, so far everything's good. Once you're faced with something like that, you just realize how other things in life don't matter as much, and how God provides, how God will just show up and he'll take care of you. And there's like absolutely nothing you can do. There's absolutely nothing like that you can do to remedy the situation. And you just get to show up and be. And maybe you are in a situation where, you know, maybe your business is different than mine and you don't have a team and you're by yourself and you wish you could keep going and all these things, but you can't. I would say surrender is the best thing you can do, and compartmentalize that part of your life and just be okay with not showing up for that for a while. And for some of you, it'll be a good distraction just to show up and keep going. I have to say that whenever I had client calls, because I was obviously still taking coaching calls, it was a nice distraction for me. And it was good to get like my brain going and like thinking about different things. But ultimately, I just didn't want to show up here on the podcast. And, you know, I guess also because, you know, I feel like I share a good bit of my life on this podcast. You probably don't know everything, all the little details about my life, but I do share a good bit. And I just really didn't want to be talking about what I was going through. Not for any other reason other than I just needed to be alone and be still and be quiet, you know? So if you are going through anything in your business right now and you feel pulled in different directions, and maybe it's not even something as big as like health or, you know, life and death situations or anything like that, but, and I have to be honest with you, there's nothing like the peace that God gives you to keep you moving forward. You know, just like knowing that everything's going to be okay, nothing is going to crumble away, and in the worst case scenario, let's say that your business did crumble away, what got you here before, like you've come this far, right? Like you can rebuild it, you can do it again, you have proof of concept, you know, so that peace of mind will go far for you. And it's crazy because some people, you know, some peers reached out to me and they were like, you know, what's going on? How can we help? Whatever. And I was just kind of like sharing, you know, my thoughts with them. And they were like, oh man, like you won't believe, like one time I had to step away from my business for 6 months. And then when I came back, everything was fine. It was like nothing ever happened. So take your time and everything will be okay. And I know it's easier said than done because listen, make no mistake. If I'm not selling in my business, if I'm not making my money in my business, I'm not making money. And I am still the main provider for my business, you know? So make no mistake, it is a very stressful situation to be in. But it's, again, it's having the peace of God that he's got his hand over the situation. He's going to provide. And there's nothing you need to do. And, you know, I'm a newbie Christian. I can't quote scripture really well, but you know that part in Matthew where Jesus says that, like, you know, the birds don't have to do anything, the grass doesn't have to do anything, like God just provides. And it's just kind of like that, like God will just provide. And even when the going gets rough, just know you're not alone. Just reach out to the Father and he'll have mercy on you and he'll have grace for you. And I think the bigger lesson to be learned here is, okay, God, like you have me going through the situation. What is it that I need to learn? And just being open-minded about it all and showing up day after day and focusing on the priorities of your life when, you know, and I have to say when there is a tough situation like such as health or family or death or whatever it may be, those are the moments in life that are so trying, but that's when you know the things that matter the most in life, and that's when you know that you're prioritizing the right things. Anyway, my love, I really hope that this episode has been a blessing to you, that it has helped you, that, you know, if you are going through a tough time right now, I pray that things will get better for you, that you can, you know, surrender into God and just trust that he's going to provide. And, you know, just know that there is no right or wrong answer, in my opinion, as how you move forward with your business. If you completely need to pause, completely pause. If you, you know, want to rely on batched content and keep showing up, then do that. And you just need to do the thing that brings you peace the most. That is the most important thing. On the next episode, I am going to be talking to you about my plans for the future, and which is funny because I just made an episode not long ago. If it's actually forever ago, but for you, if you just scroll down, it'll be like one of the last few episodes that I put out, like my business plan, my next like 3 steps or something. And yeah, it's looking a little bit different than that. So I'm excited to share that with you. And we'll be focusing specifically on the podcast side of things. So I'll see you back here and I'll talk to you soon. I love you. Until next time, may you find God's love and peace, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.